This is Thursday, the 22nd of April, on the Cannon Mess. If asked, most people probably would say that as a group, bartenders are the most frequently divorced. They would be wrong. Police officers take this very dubious title. Almost 40% of them end up in Splitsville. Did you know that, Mom?
No.
Are the damp days of spring getting to you? Too much rain? It's about to drive you batty? Well, you might want to try the Atacama Desert in Chile. Not so much as a single drop of rain has ever been recorded there. That is why it's called the driest place on Earth. Rick Christensen has arrived. He has the news in our WCCO News Bureau.
It's brought to you by Metropolitan Federal Bank. A Winona man being tried on charges he murdered his wife was found dead today in his home and apparent suicide. 52-year-old Edwin York was found by law officers after he failed to appear for a court session scheduled at 8:30 this morning. District Judge Lawrence Collins told jurors that York had been found dead of a gunshot wound that apparently was self-inflicted. A report released by the state auditor today says that Minnesota ranks fifth in the nation for spending on public assistance. Auditor Mark Dayton says the state spends $675 per Minnesotan for programs such as medical assistance, AFDC, and general assistance. Those programs account for about 16% of the state's total spending. And authorities in Minneapolis are still investigating two gang-related incidents in North Minneapolis yesterday that have left one man dead from gunshot wounds. Up next, the five-day forecast on WCCO News Talk 830, news, weather, and friendly conversation.
This is the Heartland, 9:45, Saturday morning.
Nick, I'll see you later. I'm going shopping.
Wait, hold on.
What?
I'm going to take the boys to pick up their uniforms, and then I have to go get the paint. I need the checkbook.
Oh, I'll leave some checks on the table. See you later.
Okay.
Don't forget to write down how much you spend.
I know.
It seems no matter where you go in the Heartland, your checkbook isn't far behind. The paperboy, estate sales, haircuts, the drugstore, dinner, plus doing the bills twice a month, it all adds up. At Metropolitan Federal, you'll find a checking account that fits the way you manage your money. A checking account that can help you keep your life in balance.
Okay, you guys, you have to remind me to write down how much your uniforms are. If I forget, it's your fault.
Metropolitan Federal, the Heartland's bank for checking. A federal savings bank, FDIC insured.
Let's get the traffic now, and here's Dean Spratt.
Well, we're in pretty good shape traffic-wise. So far, things just beginning to build as you move around the metro area this afternoon. Nothing major is being reported. We'll run of the road, Jerry Peterson.
Well, there's some debris in the right lane to be on the lookout for. If you're traveling 94 westbound, the area of 61, again, debris in the right lane, traffic slowing in the area. 94, both directions near the Lafayette Freeway, some work still being done off to the left shoulder. Traffic beginning to bunch up, speeds holding right around 45. That's the latest look at WCCO traffic.
Now we're in the WCCO weather room, and here's Mike Lunch.
Warmest spot in Minnesota right now. Marshall was 65 degrees. The coolest spot, Grand Marais, with clear skies and 44. Here in the Twin Cities tonight, clear skies. Overnight low about 40. Tomorrow, sun in the morning, increasing clouds in the afternoon, according to our WCCO five-day forecast. And then mostly cloudy skies for tomorrow night and Saturday here in the Twin Cities. Occasional showers and maybe a thunderstorm. Low tomorrow night, 48. High Saturday near 60. Our extended outlook, scattered showers on Sunday, partly cloudy on Monday, cooler Sunday and Monday, highs in the upper 50s to low 60s. Right now, south winds at 17, sunshine and 62.
And it is 26 now before 4 here on Canada WCCO. Terry Baker sent me a whole bunch of information on the Cornish pasties. He says, Canada is a native Michigander of British heritage. I grew up with delicious, authentic Cornish pasties from a recipe of my grandmother's passed on to my mother. I can still vividly recall the wonderful aroma which filled the house as the pasties baked in the oven. He says, I thought you would find interesting the enclosed article from an old issue of Michigan Natural Resources magazine, which tells of the history of the pasty and provides several recipes for the real thing. One small discrepancy in your broadcast canon which needs to be cleared up. I believe you referred to pasties of Welsh origin. However, unless I'm mistaken, pasties originated in the area of Cornwall in England, not Wales, hence the name Cornish pasty. An interesting piece otherwise. Cheers, Terry Baker. He's absolutely right. These pasties do come. They are Cornish. They're not Welsh. And I was wrong about that. I had a pasty for lunch today that I got from Ensenada, Michigan. Had them sent up to me. It's marvelous. However, I've got to put a call in there because in the old days, they made those Cornish pasties with animal fat, with lard, and that's why they tasted so darn good. But you just don't want to be eating lard these days. It just clogs up your arteries. So I'm curious. I'm going to call Ensenada and say, are you using animal fat in those pasties? And if they say yes, then I'm going to finish off the load of pasties I got with the animal fat. I'm not going to throw them out, but I'm not going to be ordering them anymore. All right, it is 25 before 4. A pasty's like a little pie, only it looks more like a football once they put the pie crust together, and in it is rutabagas, potatoes, meat. It's so good you can't sue it. You can't believe it. Sue it also is not the greatest thing for your arteries either, but that's what makes the pasty taste so good. The crust keeps it moist. And we had them on the Iron Range, and I was born, and my dad was born on the Upper Peninsula in Michigan, and that's where you see most of the pasties in America. And so I grew up on them. My mother made a mean pasty. My wife, Nanook, makes a mean pasty. They're fabulous. It's 24 in front of 4. It is 62 degrees on the Cannon Mess.
After months of research, we at America West have learned what people want most from an airline.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T, find out when you fly with me.
Respect. It seems so basic. But fly some airlines, and you don't always get it. At America West, however, we make it our business to respect your need to feel comfortable about flying.
What you want, you know we got.
And that's why we've got the youngest fleet in the sky. Then there's your need to arrive on time.
What you need, you know we got it.
Which is why we've got one of the best on-time records in the business. So fly America West. After all, isn't it time you were treated with a little...
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
America West. We haven't forgotten the meaning of respect.
America West offers nonstop service to Phoenix and Las Vegas with flights to 12 West Coast cities. For reservations, call your professional travel agent or America West.
This is the Cannon Mess here at WCCO. It's 23 minutes now before 4 o'clock. Temperature reading 62 degrees. I was walking through Loring Park on the way downtown today. They got a little bridge that goes over a little kind of stream that goes into the Loring Lake. And they got, there's ducks out there. And under the bridge. And I'm walking over the bridge and here comes a fellow. A daddy. Two little kids. He's white, they're both black. And those little kids see those ducks, and they say, Daddy, Daddy this, and Daddy, Daddy that. And they obviously loved their daddy, and he loved those kids, and they're talking about those ducks. And I thought to myself, think about it. This is a white man with two black children, and those kids really love him, and he loves them. Now, I found some true meaning in there of brotherhood, my man. True brotherhood. I was really pleased. It was just an instant flash there. Like you take out a camera and you take a picture and you're gone, but that flash hit me. Took seconds. That was my reaction. What would your reaction have been? Would your reaction have been a bigoted reaction? What's that white man doing with two black kids? Or vice versa, what's those two black kids doing with their white father? 21 in front of 4 Cannon. I leave that thought with you as you let this commercial run through your brain now.
Did the Davis meeting cut into your travel time to the airport? Don't worry, just drive to Impark Express. With their valet parking and 24-hour door-to-door service, you can step out of your car and onto a shuttle without having to go outside. Leave the parking to Impark Express, and you'll be at your gate in no time. All for just $6 a day at Impark Express. For expense report ease, you can charge your parking and be sure to inquire about their corporate rate. So for fast, convenient airport parking, choose Impark Express. Impark Express at 34th Avenue in Crosstown. Call 726-1101. That's 726-1101.
Cannon Mess, 20 minutes to 4. And our temperature 62. Mike Max is our prep school sports expert. He's going to be in here to talk about the mouth guard controversy. There's always some kind of controversy going on in high school sports in this state. Coaches unhappy. High school coaches are always unhappy with somebody in the administration whom they think is dictating something to them that they can't abide. We'll find out what this newest controversy is about the mouth guards for basketball players and baseball players at 20 to 4 Cannon, WCCO.
Yo, that's smart.
Wow, that was a close one.
I'm getting too old for this. Can't handle all those quick starts and stops like I used to.
Really? Oh, hey, look out for the pothole! Yeah, I know what you mean. My receding tread line gets more noticeable every day.
Uh-oh, he's not going to slow down for that curve. Whoa!
Your tires take a beating.
The light's turning red.
When your car can't handle those sharp curves and stops like it used to.
Uh-oh, I think we've got a problem here.
Hang in there, buddy.
It's time to come to Tires Plus, where you can choose from any brand name tire and get them mounted in 58 minutes or less.
It's spring fever at Tires Plus. 35,000 mile radials from $17. All BF Goodrich Touring TAs on sale now. Alignments half price with purchase of 4 tires, additional parts and labor extra, and 10% off custom wheels. Sale ends Saturday.
Hey, buddy.
Ready to roll?
Let's do it.
All right.
Tires Plus. Always the best service. Always the best price. Guaranteed.
So Morgan Mundane is with us. The Twins win today.
Yes, 5-4. Herbert continues his hot hitting. Got another run batted in today. Pouquet to Frenchman. Kirby knocked in a run. They had a nice lead, 5-2, going into the bottom of the ninth. Milwaukee rallied. Had the tying run on second with two out. They scored two runs. It's 5-4. It looks like they're going to bruise the Twins again and beat them like they did last night. But finally, Aguilera, after giving up two runs, gets the final out on a fly ball to Larkin, and Minnesota comes away to a 5-4 win. Detroit in here tomorrow night.
All right. Very good. Tigers with those big hitters.
Yeah, Mickey Tettleton and Rob Deer, Fiedler, and Fryman. They got some real heavy hitters. They get any pitching, Detroit can be a menace.
The day after I talked to him, I think they had it processed.
Bob Giannatis has enjoyed the convenience of American Family Financial Services for many years. He remembers the first time he applied for financial services through an American Family agent.
It was very easy. There was very little I had to do. I talked to my agent, and then, as I said, within about a day or so, he had all the information.
You don't have to be a policyholder to get a loan through American Family Financial Services. You can use the money for a car, boat, college, remodeling, vacation, even for leasing a vehicle.
I was quite surprised that it went that easily. I didn't have to fill out all kinds of financial forms.
Home equity loans are also available through American Family Financial Services.
I knew exactly what to expect. There were no surprises. He handled everything so smoothly.
American Family Financial Services, a member of the American Family Insurance Group.
American Family Insurance.
National Secretaries Week starts April 18th. Let your secretary know they're important. Florists turn your feelings into flowers. See your local professional florist.
The Cannon Mass at 17 in front of 4. Temperature 62. And Art Freeman brings me a new Cannon's Law, 63. Finding deep water. To find the deepest water in a river, look for the middle of the inverted V of glossy water where the main current plows. At a bend in a river, the water is deepest on the outside of the rim. So you can remember that for this summer when you're tooling down the St. Croix or the Mississippi. So Mike Max is our prep high school sports expert. He is with us at Siebert Field at the University of Minnesota. Now, there is Mike, I'm hearing the PA in the background.
Oh, that's Dick Jankowski. The Gophers lead 5-3 over Concordia in the top of the seventh inning, Steve.
Nice day for baseball at Siebert Field. Huh?
Real nice, yeah. It's finally, you can come out here and really enjoy it.
Now, I just mentioned on the radio here at WCCO, it seems to me high school coaches are always unhappy with something that the administrators are doing. I mean, it seems to me they're so paranoid. Now we've got a mouth guard controversy.
Yeah, isn't that something?
Now, tell us about it.
Well, the thing is, they're making them implement the mouth guard for several sports that have not traditionally worn mouth guards.
Baseball, basketball.
Baseball, softball, volleyball. And, of course, football and hockey always have. But the part that was omitted in the paper today that I think is perhaps the most important point of the whole matter is not that the mouth guards are to save teeth. What they really do is cushion the blow to the head and prevent concussions. And
that,
they've had an advisory committee working on this for quite some time, a sports medicine advisory committee of orthodontists, doctors, and whatnot. And I think that's the most important thing about wearing a mouth guard in these sports. It's not something because somebody's going to get an elbow in the teeth or the ball's going to hit them in the mouth. It's because when your head hits, the mouth guard does a lot to cushion it and prevent concussions.
Well, and these coaches are saying they're going to swallow the mouth guards if they get hit in the mouth.
There is a specific mouth guard that they want them to use, a form-fitting mouth guard. And it's not, again, the traditional type that hangs from the face mask. There is a form-fitted mouth guard that they have come up with that they think will alleviate those problems.
Okay. Baseball and the basketball, the sports they're talking about, where they object the most, and volleyball. Have you seen any accidents in basketball of the mouth?
No, I really haven't. I've played it competitively for 20 years, too, and I've never taken any real shots to the mouth or had any teeth knocked out or anything like that.
How about baseball?
Baseball, I've never really had any problems. I've played that competitively for 20 years, too, nor have I really seen it. I've seen a couple guys. Yeah, I guess I saw a guy one time at second base get a couple teeth knocked out. But those cases are really pretty rare, and I think the coaches, from their standpoint, this is what they always get upset about, is they always feel like things are getting shoved down their throats. It's not always the case, because I know they sent out information on this quite some time ago. Not everybody responded to it when they had a platform to. But it's almost like any other job. You don't like being told you have to do something, and that's what happens with the coaches. A little bit of a controversy brewing, too, on the Miss Basketball Award there, Steve. Henderson did not win it.
And, Tracy Henderson from?
Minneapolis Henry.
Mm-hmm.
And I predicted on this very show that she was the clear-cut favorite.
Now they're saying that they didn't give it to her because of a bad attitude.
Uh-huh.
Now, what are they talking about?
When you watch her play, she looks a little aloof. She looks kind of independent out there.
Mm-hmm.
The program is not your atypical basketball program, traditional program. I was out at one of their practices, and they only had 8 kids out for the team. The program lacks some discipline and whatnot that a lot of coaches would demand of their players, and so Tracy, I think, was able to get away with more. And it's a real delicate issue because there's no doubt, nobody's going to argue that she's the best player.
Well, tell me, what was the name of the young woman that won it?
Morlock, Kelly Morlock, or Carrie Morlock from Stuartville.
All right, now here's the deal. The people that made the decision on whom would be Miss Basketball,
mm-hmm.
most of them are from small communities in Minnesota.
Yeah.
They are all white.
Yep.
That make that decision. They're not used to or not knowledgeable, let's say, about black people. And a black school, not completely black, but that has blacks in basketball teams, who have different attitudes.
Yep.
I mean, I don't understand what that has to do with who's the best player. I think perhaps the people on that board need some sensitivity training.
Yeah, and I don't know, maybe this will be a step in that direction. I have not had a chance to try to get through to the head of that committee today, and I did not get a chance to talk to him because I wanted to find out more about the criteria that they used, or if, in fact, it's clearly defined so that you can give a clear-cut definition to the candidates, to the kids, and to the coaches so that you know what's expected if you want to be in a finalist for Miss Basketball. But, you know, that's been going on for years, too, the controversy over who gets that award.
Maybe they shouldn't give these awards.
Sometimes that's what I think. Kids need, I guess, to be recognized and to know that they're appreciated for what they do. But it gets so political, and not just
right.
in there. I mean, you look at the AAU selection they're going through now with the summer basketball teams that travel all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some coaches are livid that their kids didn't make it. And there are guys that outplayed an opponent during the regular season 2 games, and yet that kid made the team and his kid didn't. And maybe it's because his coach is connected to the guy that's deciding who's going to make the team. And, it's the way it is in high school sports, and they continue to expand expand the programs and year-round for all sports, so you're going to continue to get that.
Mike Max, I got one last question for you.
Yeah.
A friend of mine, Jim Donahue, who's a real basketball nut, saw Sam Jacobson play, and he was just ecstatic.
He should be.
He says he's the best ball player he's seen in high school in a long time. Where's this boy going to go to school?
Give Minnesota the edge right now. He will spend some time this summer, two camps and three different tournaments. His coach, Butch Manning, is really his mentor and guidance. But I'll tell you what, he's an only child. His parents would, I think, like to see him play some more. I'm saying right now, as of today, give Minnesota the edge. In the summer, the other teams will have a chance to maybe out-recruit them. But as of right now, if he had to make up his mind, I think, from what my sources tell me, it would be Minnesota.
Thank you. That's Mike Max. He's our prep prep sports expert on a Cannon Messies with WCCO-TV. 10 minutes to 4, 62 degrees, St. Paul, Minneapolis on Cannon. And we have York Heating and Air Conditioning with us now. They've been in the heating and air conditioning business since 1874. This is really a quality product that you can trust. That hot weather's going to be here soon. I want you to get a high-efficiency York air conditioning system installed in your domicile, and they will stand behind their products. York has a 5-year limited parts warranty and exclusive high-efficiency product to meet all NSP and Minnegasco rebates. So listen to these places where York heating and air conditioning systems have been installed. The U.S. Capitol Building, the Target Center right here in downtown Minneapolis, the World Trade Center, you know, where the bomb was set off in New York, the new tunnel under the English Channel between England and France. York installed all those heating and air conditioning deals. If York can heat and cool those places, think of the job it will do in your home. York has a strong, factory-authorized and trained dealer network. Consult the Yellow Pages for the York dealer nearest you, or call 1-800-245-4199. Install a York air conditioning system, and I know you'll be glad you did. The traffic and weather together now in the Cannon Mess at WCCO. The traffic is sponsored by Jackpot Junction, and here is Dean Spratt.
And we are just getting a report of a grass fire that's causing a bit of a problem. Highway 10 and the railroad tracks, this will be up in the Coon Rapids area. Fire department on the scene up there, and apparently now they're asking the State Patrol to come up for traffic assistance as well. That's Highway 10 in Coon Rapids. Kind of watch out for that. On the road is Jerry Peterson.
35E northbound, moderately heavy right now from 94 to 694. Speed still holding at the post at 36 east, moderately heavy as well from 35W to 35E. And that's the latest look at WCCO traffic.
On Cannon on WCCO.
Coming April 24th and every weekend, the fastest way to the excitement at Jackpot Junction. The new air shuttle service to Jackpot Junction from the Twin Cities Airport. And you won't find a better airfare value. For $49, you'll get round-trip air, shuttle services, and a Jackpot Junction $40 value pack of free gaming excitement. It starts April 24th. It'll be the best thing going to Jackpot Junction. In the Twin Cities, call 942-0777. 942-0777.
We've got a nice weather forecast coming up for you. A little rain, but some sunshine, too. Mike Lynch will do that for you on WCCO after this.
Here's a number for you to remember. Uh-oh, no good with numbers? That's okay. You won't have any problem with this one. The number is zero. Zero down. That's what it takes to put you in a new 93 Mitsubishi Diamante from Wayzata Mitsubishi. $0 down. But what about a payment, you ask? Another lucky number. Just $279 a month. $279 for a Mitsubishi Diamante with V6, air, cruise, even a security system. $279 a month. Zero down. But maybe that's not such a surprise. Wayzata Mitsubishi always sells for less. In fact, we guarantee it. Just bring us any advertised price on any identically equipped Mitsubishi in stock, and we'll not only match it, Wayzata will beat it. That's what makes us the number one Mitsubishi dealer in Minnesota. Come pick out your new Diamante today for just $279 a month. Zero down. From Wayzata Mitsubishi in the Wayzata Auto Center, 1 mile west of 494 on all new Highway 12394. Wayzata Mitsubishi sells for less. 42-month lease, zero down, plus first payment and refundable security deposit.
And with us now in the WCCO Weather Room is Mike Lynch. What's the temp, Mike?
It's 62 degrees. It's gone semi-wimpy on us tonight. Skies will be mostly clear overnight, low about 40. Tomorrow we'll start out with sunshine, but increasing clouds in the afternoon around here. It'll be windy again, high about 65 degrees. And then with the clouds in here, mostly cloudy skies for tomorrow night and Saturday. Occasional showers and maybe thunderstorms, a high Saturday about 60. Right now, sunny and 62.
And this is the Cannon Mess at 6 in front of 4. Our temperature, as Mike told you, 62 degrees. And I've got a couple of things I want to lay on you here as we move towards the news. If you just tuned in, we had the baseball game on earlier. The Twins won it 5-4. They assumed a 5-2 lead going into the bottom of the ninth. Milwaukee put some pressure on the stopper from Minnesota, Aguilera. He gave up two runs. It's 5-4. Man on second, two out. The tying run on second. Aguilera gets the final out on a fly ball to Larkin, and the Twins win it 6-4. They've now won 8 and lost 6.
There's only one car, truck, and van sales event so large it has to be limited to 8 short hours. Limited because of size. It's 9 of the Twin Cities' biggest volume car dealers all together in one convenient location for a one-day, 8-hour event. Virtually every make and model of car is available. Over 3,000 new vehicles, more than 4,000 used vehicles. Listen to the dealers involved. Randy Lee's White Bear Lincoln Mercury, Polar Chevrolet Geo and Mazda, White Bear Acura, Subaru, and Isuzu. Volume and service leaders who sold over 30,000 vehicles last year. Wally McCarthy's Pontiac GMC Hyundai, Towsley Ford, Barnett Chrysler Plymouth Jeep Eagle. Friendly, professional, volume dealers who offer the absolute best possible price. Berkeley Buick Honda, Larry Reed's White Bear Dodge and Alfa Romeo, Saturn of St. Paul. It's Saturday. It's 7,000 new and used vehicles in one 2.5-mile stretch of Highway 61 north from 694. The White Bear Auto Dealer's biggest 8-hour sale ever. Saturday. Be there.
This is Cannon, and it is 4 minutes now to 4 here at WCCO. Well, you hear Twins baseball tomorrow night at 7:05, Detroit's in town at the Dome, with those heavy hitters, Fiedler and Fryman and Tettleton and Deer. Sounds like a law firm, doesn't it? Now, when you are scoring baseball, and Puckett is up there and he strikes out, you don't put strikeout after him, S-O, you put a K. K, okay? That's how you score. You put a K for a strikeout. You ask a pitcher, how many Ks did you get last night? I got 7. You don't say how many strikes. How many Ks did you get? That's the vernacular. So with that in mind, Florida Marlins relief pitcher, Richie Lewis's wife, gave birth to a girl recently. Mackenzie Marlena K. Lewis. Why the K? Said Lewis, because I'm a strikeout pitcher. That's why I give her the letter K for a middle name. All right, Peter Schmuck, love that name, of the Baltimore Sun suggests ways that Major League Baseball, including the Twins, can shorten games. He says, hold an early season retirement party for Carlton Fisk. He is the ancient catcher for the Chicago Pale Hose. He says, ban playing of Inagata Davida between innings. And eliminate the traditional practice of throwing the ball around the horn unless someone can explain what the horn actually refers to. Now, I have talked about Counselor Realty being the best real estate company in the Twin Cities. I have mentioned to you how the realtors outsell the average realtor by a margin of 8-1. Now, I'd like to talk about one of the reasons that they are so skilled. You see, unlike some real estate companies, Counselor doesn't hire just anyone. They are looking only for the best. So before an applicant can even be considered, he or she must have been in the industry for at least 2 years and have sold at least $2 million in residential real estate per year. Hey, that alone eliminates about 90% of the real estate agents in St. Paul and Minneapolis. Once accepted, each applicant is required to buy stock in Counselor Realty. In other words, that agent becomes an equal owner in the company, which explains the Counselor commitment to service and your customer satisfaction. You want to sell? You want to buy a home? You call the only real estate company in Minneapolis-St. Paul that is 100% equally owned by its agents. Call Counselor Realty. Tell them you want to speak with the boss. Well, George Darkstar is on the air tonight at 9 o'clock. And he's going to delve into some conspiracy charges. A federal grand jury has charged Senator Dave Durenberger with conspiracy to seek Senate reimbursement for staying in his own condominium.